Rotterdam, like many European port cities, is a melting pot. Some predict its immigrant population will be nearly 60% by 2017. Not a figure Livable Rotterdam, Rotterdam's ruling right-wing party, wants to live with. Swept to power 4 years ago on a tide of anti-immigration feeling, the party believes anyone with a criminal record, insufficient income, or a poor grasp of Dutch should be kept out of the city. The city council has approved a code of conduct for all residents. Marco Pasters is the head of Livable Rotterdam.
And what we noticed is in the past 15 years, we have had, because of the globalization, a lot more immigrants that came to this country because we have such good provisions like healthcare and unemployment benefits, etc. But we forgot to explain how it works around here. And this code of conduct tells you what we think is acceptable, normal behavior in this country.
Acceptable, normal behavior is what has Rotterdam's residents divided. The code's critics say apparently liberal ideas like respect for homosexuals or the rejection of extremism cleverly mask what is essentially a racist, discriminatory creed. Point two of the code calls on city residents to speak only Dutch in the streets and as far as possible at home. It's a move that has some immigrant groups, such as Xenos Nikolakos's Foreign Workers Platform, outraged.
But how can you implement that thing? And if I, since I'm born, when I get hurt, what do I say? Manula mu, my mother. And exactly in Greek, because I was born this way. And it comes automatically. I speak four languages, but Greek comes above. Is that forbidden? Is it a forbidden for a Muslim? Allah. I say, Thee mu, my God, mon Dieu. Can you forbid that?
Whether or not the code forcing people to speak Dutch in the streets is legal under EU law is unclear, but Holland's immigration minister, Rita Verdonk, who recently called for a similar code to be introduced nationwide, insists there'll be no law and no language police. So how can the code of conduct be implemented? A question Rotterdam's politicians seem reluctant to answer.
You can show something to people and you say, oh, if you want to have a nice life here and you don't know exactly how you should do that, to what behavior is accepted here, read this and then you know. If you don't like it, then we have to have a little talk.
Exactly what that little talk will entail, no one seems to know. Theo Cornelissen of the Socialist Party says the code reeks of provincial thinking.
So for Rotterdam, it still is a world harbor, and we want to play a role in the modern world, then you have to have an open society and an open spirit. And these people who are in government now, who are in charge now, they want to, in fact, return to the 50s on to return Rotterdam to not a city for the world, but to a village on a river.
The Rotterdam Code of Conduct is the first of its kind, but with immigrant tensions rising across Europe, it might not be the last. For VOA News, I'm Nina Maria Potts in Rotterdam.